This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to this edition of 6 Minute English with me, Dima Kostenko.
And me, Kate Collin. I'm going to be your language guide over the next 6 minutes, and we're talking about a protest by an Indian tribe whose historical land, the Neamgiri mountain range, is about to be used for industrial mining. But before we look at the story, I thought it might be a good idea to go through some of today's vocabulary.
That's a very good idea, Kate. Shall we do it now?
Of course. So the first adjective is indigenous. We use this word when we talk about people or sometimes things that have always naturally lived in a place, rather than arriving from elsewhere. Secondly, the verb to displace, meaning to force people to leave the place where they normally live. And finally, another verb, to worship. That's to have deep faith in something or someone, to be fully devoted to them and to treat them as divine.
Okay, so that's to worship, to displace and indigenous. Well, the latest protest by the indigenous tribal people in India, known as the Khond, was given a fresh start last week. It was then that demonstrators in London protested outside the headquarters of Vedanta. And Vedanta is a company that looks set to mine around 250 square kilometres of the Khond land for the bauxite.
Bauxite, that's another name for the world's main type of aluminium ore. And aluminium, of course, is a light metal which is silver in colour and is used in many different ways, especially for making cooking equipment and aircraft parts.
In a moment, we'll hear from Dr. Bratindi Jenna, an activist who works with the community. Dr. Jenna says the 8,000 people who live in the mountains completely rely on their surroundings for everything – food, water, livelihood, and importantly, faith. And here comes this week's question for you, Kate. Who or what do you think many indigenous people in the world often worship? Is it their tribal chief because of his important position? Is it church? Or is it nature?
That's a good question, but taking into account what you've just said about the people relying on their surroundings for everything, I would say it was nature.
Let's listen and check if you got it right.
Indigenous people across the world worship nature. They worship something which has contributed to their existence for generations. That's their lifeline. It has river, it has food, it has everything. Indigenous people are the owner of the land. And first of all, we displace them and we give them some job which has no meaning for them.
So Dr. Jenna says indigenous people across the world worship nature, which means I was right.
Exactly. And how does she explain this devotion to nature, Kate?
Well, she says that's because nature has given them the land that they live and feed on for many generations, from parents to children. Dr. Jenna doesn't believe in displacing people because for them, she says, things can simply lose their meaning.
So that's what last week's protests in London were all about. But understandably, perhaps, the mining company sees the situation differently. Let's listen to Vedanta's chief executive, M.S. Mehta. He says, on the whole, India's systems balance well the economic and social development.
This is a good word to know and use, to balance, meaning to give several things equal amounts of importance, time or money, so that a situation is successful. And another expression I wanted to mention is a final stamp of approval, or a final seal of approval. This phrase is used when it's been officially decided that something should definitely happen.
That's to balance and a final stamp of approval. Listen out for these words and also try to find out which very important Indian institution has given their final stamp of approval to Vedanta's project.
The issue has been in debate for the last 3 years, and all the regulatory agencies in India have had a look at it, and the Supreme Court of India had got it re-verified and put the final stamp of approval in August last year. India has a very good legal system, regulatory system, both balancing development and the social development. I think we got to start respecting the legal system.
Okay, did you hear the answer? Which important Indian institution has given its final stamp of approval to the mining project? It was the Supreme Court of India. And still campaigners are not convinced. They say they want Vedanta to give up the mining project altogether and to leave the area for good. Until then, they say, they won't stop their fight.
Quite a dramatic story, and you can find out more about it by following the links from our website, bbclearningenglish.com.
But before that, can I ask you to go through some of today's keywords and phrases again, Kate?
Of course. We began with the adjective indigenous, meaning people that have always naturally lived in a place rather than arriving from elsewhere. Then we talked about displacing. That's when people are forced to leave the place where they normally live. And worshipping. To worship means to have a deep faith in someone or something, to be fully devoted to them and to treat them as divine. Then we mentioned bauxites. That's another name for the world's main type of aluminium ore. And aluminium, of course, is a light metal which is silver in colour and is used in many different ways. We had the verb to balance, meaning to give several things equal amounts of importance. And just one more phrase to remember, a stamp of approval. This phrase is used when it's been officially decided that something should definitely happen.
Well, I'm afraid that's all we have time for today. Until next week.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.